Hi, how are you?
Good. I'm glad you can talk with us today. And I wanted to know how you got the idea for this kind of story.
Well, I have always been fascinated by the idea of the apocalypse. I know that's a bit grim and macabre, but I suspect that it comes from growing up as a child in the 80s with the specter of the Cold War. In the grade school that I attended, we actually had nuclear power drills, like what we would do if they dropped a bomb on us. We went into the basement. We had tornado drills, we had fire drills, and we had nuke drills. So as a kid, I was always thinking about what shape the end of the world might take, and I suppose it's been percolating for a long time, and it was just time for me to get it out and see how my vision of it turned out.
Well, it's fascinating to read a story like this because in it, of course, the young people and the children are very much on their own. Do you think that's part of the fascination?
Yes, definitely. I can remember the first time I was exposed to this idea was in Lord of the Flies. And it was interesting to see how very quickly civilization devolved. I felt that he actually had a lowest common denominator opinion, that there was no way that any civilized standards could be upheld once adults were removed from the picture. And I decided that I wanted to take an alternate approach. I wanted to paint a picture of what might happen if young people did, in fact, originate their own culture, what their rules would be like, traditions, and that's how I came to Deuce's people, the underground tribes.
And it's interesting that you mention rules, because I think when we think of young people sort of on their own, we imagine the absence of rules, but they actually have a lot of rules.
Yeah, they do. And I would imagine that those evolved over time. They saw other colonies and other enclaves suffer from the lack of rules. There was rampant disease and overbreeding, starvation. And when the consequences for breaking the rules are death, it becomes very important to adhere to them.
I noticed also the story, I mean, reading it, it's so cinematic, and, you know, that's true of a lot of stories, but I was really able to visualize things, and I'm wondering if films have been a big part of your life or if they've had a big influence on your writing.
Yeah, they totally have. I would say that after books, that movies are my next big passion, and I am just tremendously overjoyed and flattered when someone tells me that my book seems like a movie to them or they could see it as a television show or whatever, because when I'm writing, I do have a movie running in my head the whole time. And I think that's what allows me to engage so many senses, because I'm basically describing the moving reel in my head, and I can see where everyone is, I can see what they're doing, I can breathe the same air, you know, if they're hot, if they're cold. I have it all in my head, and what I'm trying to do is get it down so that everyone else can feel the same when they read the words. And if you tell me that occurred, then I am just really overjoyed.